Yeah. Cut open your eat.
That's right, yep. Right.
The alarm clock went off this morning then, Pete?
Oh yeah. Just had a lovely drive down.
It is.
Cracking the floor.
Yeah,
The
bit of
reason
traffic.
he went off this morning is because he had to leave, remember, to set it last night. Suddenly
Oh.
he was a bit the worse for bloody wear, mate, and he couldn't remember to press that little button.
Right. Seemed to press the button, but he was at the wrong end of the motor. Switched off and said
How was it going home last night?
Terrible.
Did you go up the motorway?
Six. No, I went up that road, he said. He's a bastard.
What, Wolverhampton was? Yeah.
He didn't bloody tell me, did
he? He said he'd been through it recently. Awful. Every time I've been through Wolverhampton, that ring road's been awful, the traffic lights.
Yeah, I was stuck there for about 20 minutes. Can't go that way again.
Probably been about 10 years since Sam.
He's failed. It was a bastard. I'm going to stop him.
I thought you said it's reverted every morning.
It does. Which one are you doing?
I got put trainer in.
Yeah, not T-net doesn't revert, it's only CSS.
On the road.
On the road.
Yeah, by the canal bridge.
Oh, I see.
They're coming from that way, you yeah. see. And there's normally a few spaces this time of day. Well, in fact, the road was empty. No problem. I've got a BT van. Normally, when I'm working here, I park underneath.
Yeah.
But it's a crush car park, you know.
Yeah,
you get in, you find your car. Right at the back.
Yeah,
you on Alan's mob or Ben's mob?
Sorry?
You on Alan's stuff? Alan?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that under Ben.
Well, I'll be any Ben after today.
No,
after
that's right.
Tomorrow.
They're all coming on to yours,
staff.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a meeting the other day. It was great. Eddie just takes everything on, you know, Eddie just takes everything on.
So you have Tim and the rest of them on your roster.
It'd be great when we steal them, because they all like a good side of
John Goss.
But at the joint meeting, of course, they were all a bit subdued, because they're coming on to Astor. Well, what'll happen, because I've worked up there, so they're much more gregarious than the blokes down here, so they'll take the stuff over, basically. Especially when Eddie retires in June. So we'll be joining them.
Oh, dear.
Much more practical.
Very big stuff.
I think there's 32 people at the initial meeting, and there's about 6 or 7 people who have gone up in the year. A bit like the days of Warsaw.
Ben's just reverting back to the TO, is it?
Yeah.
All one big happy family under Big Jim.
Program always going to have to be printed it out in months and years, and just see how many jobs they can drag back from Serenity. In the 1995, mate, we've got Sodor, Chipping Camden Goes, I thought it was a TXS.
We're doomed.
So, no doom and gloom in here, please. Banned.
But in all doom and gloom, because to get all those jobs done, I mean, the programme now looks crowded, but when you look at the new programme, it's just full. There's nowhere else, there's no more room in the boxes to write more exchanges. Instead of one every 2-3 months, there's 4 and 5 every month. Starts and finishes.
Yeah, so what, you were in about the mid 90s.
You don't want anything, you got, do you?
You were alright. No, I should be. I'm the lucky though, aren't I, you know. Having started a bit early. That's a good prospect for the like 20 years servicing.
I'm going to start looking
Training is alright, isn't it? Because you can train people to do anything.
Yeah, we've got to have people to train.
Yeah.
Well, all the training is going to be this kind of crap, right?
I tell you what.
I much prefer to have a lecturer stand up there so you can have a bit of repartee and a laugh and enjoy. Yeah. Brilliant. When you have to come, enjoy.
I was thinking last night, if the money going to offer, what I said they were going to offer yesterday, I might go.
3 years pay.
Mate, if you could walk into something else, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? You know.
Especially if you're only about 30,
35, you're alright, aren't you?
What,
Trouble is, with this job, I mean, we're not trying to go out into the outside world and start ourselves up doing something, are we?
Well,
so
what is
it?
That's a really apprehensive about Victoria. Really looking forward to it, because you don't know how it's going to affect your pleasure. I mean, most of your pleasure time is good, the fact that you can come to a year on, you have to know people that you can sit up and you can start doing that regular period to start with, you don't know how you're going to react to your own play, you think, what you did. Talk to these blokes in the pool, and there's some fucking point-flying area service manager. What the fuck are you doing? They're giving you parts over the counter. He's fucking up. He's got a good job. Come down from the actual job.
That's fine, if you would.
That's it. So we undersell ourselves.
Yeah.
Basically, most of the people out there have got virtually no training other than what they've been given on the job by the local people.
Mm.
Right. Mm. Well, I liked playing the boggle. That was great. I loved that. Wasn't complicated enough, but it was good. What's the name?
If you have Bernie, you'd have been here till 5 o'clock.
Shh.
Have you found a place now, Bernie? No.
No. What was going to happen, but probably is that there's only one job here on the board, and that was Endo's. Well, he thought that was two. And he was always saying there's two jobs down here. So he was due to go to the Freight Management Centre from Walsall to take up my boss's setting up. His boss would have been John York.
Right.
But before he was going into the Freight Management Centre, I'm going into that as well. Before that, he was coming with me to do this training morning.
Point,
Tom.
He was another one that sent you through Wolverhampton.
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
He was.
Yes, he was. Failed.
Well, yeah,
why. I got stuck there, that's why. It was a bloody awful journey last night. I'll pass it to Ben.
Come on, take your time to put them out, ain't
you? No, no, I'm probably going away. Must be a time of day, I suppose.
It's awful.
I apologise for that then.
It's alright, I'll let you on. Graham said he'd be the first one then again.
Yeah. Always prompt, isn't he, Graham? Yeah, but then you've got another week of it.
Oh, that's in reminding me. going to be in Kicker today, so it's going to be all day. Sweat and more sweat. So there we go.
And I can't be worried from what you said yesterday.
What did I say yesterday?
That you're going to get these two blokes who've done it all before, the first 2 days, they're going to be bored out of their brains, but you're hoping to get the first 2 days out of them.
We didn't manage it though, did we?
No.
I can if I don't use, you know that CBT thing we do in the morning? I don't use that, I go to every reason I don't.
I was quite enthralled with that, I loved it. I got the battleships game. Real scientific. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.
Gives me half a day bloody do nothing, does it?
Yeah. I was the register selector on that. Didn't find them very good. Ooh. It was the last choice to get them one.
Ooh. You haven't done a lift course, have you, Don?
I've just done the one day up there.
Busy med course one, but you haven't done the FR one, have you?
Yeah.
You need that one, mate.
You have that one.
Well, you know, whoever one knows the situation.
But we should have put in for it. Because I got a list of great bodies and all the people who played all the left training. Mm. And I did them all. Well, I know you haven't done it. So, what you need to do is you have to speak to your boss, and then that will be Graham Smith.
Graham Smith, yeah.
Say, I want the list course. So, if you'll get together and then tell him to let me
know. Graham's sending all these blokes on the list.
Sorry?
Yeah,
you know, we had a sheet come through showing what we'd done and haven't done, and told him what. Just done the one day update for a course I'd never done in the first place.
I think it was the fact that there's two
list courses. I mean, that was it. I mean, since on a, that routine records that you've sent on, you know.
Well, you should have gone on the.
Well, it wasn't now, because.
No, it's all right, you've done it in the right order.
Yeah. Yeah, but then all I said was that we're picking up all the exchange staff and all the jumper staff, because I assumed they'd all done the CSS course. And when everybody came, I started asking, so I'm saying, they haven't done the CSS course.
That's right.
I mean, Bernie should have picked that up, sent you back. And I sent a couple of lads back, and said, there's no point, because you've never seen the
That's right, you sent one of our staff back, Keith Williams, that's right. Come down on his bike, push box. Yeah.
There's no need, because if you're not used to the terminal, and the system, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, Bernie should have picked that up and he should have sent it back. But he didn't. But too much criticism. And he certainly shouldn't have shown me that video. So what you need now is you need to go to your boss, like I say, and you say you want a less FR course, and then he should get in touch with me.
That's the one day, isn't it?
Brilliant,
mate. Oh, you've done that before, you've done this then?
Yeah. I didn't know it.
But it's nothing to do with the CSS, which is why you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's totally different, isn't it?
Well, I'll have a word with Smithy.
Yeah. We'll organise that.
Who caught me at dinner yesterday.
I was
there. Hold on a minute. I thought, oh, it's dinner time. I had to start off. Oh.
Tony's done it as well. Tony's done everything. I've done this course and everything.
Well, they're an active part of the NFU.
Of course,
staff. Not a passing.
They're an eye behind your paper, Tony. Well, I'm surprised with Sammy, yeah, I mean, and it is down the road.
Sam's there. He just having a smoke.
Well, he's only just gone out.
It's all grey with stuff, isn't it?
Sam's here and... Yeah.
What about Tinuini?
Oh, I'm
Tinuini.
Salmon Stannis,
safe down there overnight.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's the one.
He's the one who's going to bust the machine again.
No.
What have I done wrong there?
Hey? Oh, he's failed, hasn't he? Miserably.
Oh, he failed?
Yeah, sending me up that bloody road last night.
Did you get lost?
Oh, he's right. He's anything we are, but we've got here.
I've got stuck outside of Wolverhampton.
Morning, great Pam.
And then the other side of Wolverhampton. It was murder. Failed.
Of course, you must have done the wrong turn in Wolverhampton.
Morning, Graham.
Morning.
I just said, if we'd gone here a quarter of an hour ago, we'd have been done, finished and gone home by now. But
as you're late... Sam, at least half an hour to lock on. You should have started him off, no?
As you're late... We'll have to start all about half past 3 again. We're in a quarter tonight.
Hey.
Look at his face.
The car park was jammed.
What is it?
You shattered the book, you've been running a book that you wouldn't get in before half past 10.
Did you get the
tip?
There was a coin jam there now, got it to
be. Jammed it any further.
No, I've got to push it through. My big stick.
Did you punch the coin?
No, I'll put him.
There's a young girl after jogging off
it. He's all hard.
Press the refund button, you've got your ticket and the £2 got back there. So of course everybody in the exchange is doing this. Got them all on camera.
Just before Christmas that one.
And they've been charging me to the port for us. I bet that's spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
Hey,
what the
hell is you've got
the ring? Yeah, they're all doing it. Video at the moment.
And is that a bit off an easy off?
I don't know. Well, I don't know what the heck come of that one.
I know.
It was a criminal offence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could they see what money they got for that? They couldn't see what money they were taking out.
They knew from the machine, didn't they, I think, from what was going on. I don't know, they videoed
them. They knew from the machines.
The machines pulled.
And all all the machines in one street was all bent.
I know they set the video cameras up in the one of the buildings opposite. It was a joint thing by the police and the council. And then they were marched off, the nick, right down to the nick. Took them down to the nick.
Does that mean if you go into a car park and the machine doesn't work, and you park it there without a ticket, you can do it?
Probably.
They can get it. If you got a chance, everybody will do the same, wouldn't they, I suppose? If you knew the machine, you only had to put 33 in to get a ticket. No justice in this
one. There's a guy who took the complaint on the support, wasn't there? Yeah. Can't be right anymore. And he said they haven't got any rights to go fight for this car, even if he's parked in driving there anymore. Yeah. But there was some federal on it, they said they couldn't set a precedent because of this reason, I can't remember what it was. So that he did, he said open 4 gates. I'd like to cut one off. Crack it up, take your wheel off, put your spare on. And leave in the wheel.
Be a bit expensive for you, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, yeah. Considering your spare is the same size, everything else. Yeah. When you've got one tyre on one side, that side, and the other on that side, it's a bit obvious when you're going from the back, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Then it's way
smoother. Yeah.
I had a blowout about 3 months ago, actually, and I had to wait without to order my tyre. So I had to drive down for about 3 days for the spare on. And I was shitting. It was dead obvious from the back. I had no choice. Nobody got a tyre and stuff, you have to order one.
So that's when you have these cars, isn't it?
Yeah. Follow up with these things.
Yeah.
Don't complain about the price or anything, because you know how much it is for you.
They are always young blokes found each other, isn't it? They've all got bloody shadows on their bikes now, isn't it?
Yeah. In your day you used to have razor blades on, didn't you?
Luxury.
Razor blades, good razor blades. The razor blades are so rooty in my day, you had to go with me.
Can we get cracking? Go on then.
Thank you.
Sam's done it when he's saying
Right,
you all done?
Yep.
Yeah, right. What did I say about that main menu last night? I know you were letting them there to go, but you know what I said about you? Depends on the profile that you've got, depends on the main screen that you get when you log on, okay? Within those areas that you can see on that screen, you've got transactions or commands. And you can access those transactions simply by typing in any of the letters on the left-hand side of that screen, okay? Happy with that? Right, so you can see there you've got some transactions within the customer account management section of the database, some within the common software, some within display only, etc. And all you've got to do is type in, say, if you want to look at all the transactions within the exchange jumping section, you type in FEJO on the top left hand corner. Okay? You also like before you went, didn't you? Right, now before we start looking at that screen, let's have a look at the colours that you've seen so far, because the colours represent certain things. This is the booming section of screen. Right, how many colours have you seen so far? Five colours.
Blue.
Blue. Yeah.
Green.
Green.
Red.
Red.
Yellow.
White.
Black.
Violet.
Yellow. Black.
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 Yeah. Black screen.
Have you seen any characters in black?
They can't see them.
So have you seen any characters in black? Five colours there, blue, green, red, white and yellow, and all those colours represent something.
Yeah.
Right, start off with blue. Where have you seen blue? Or where have you seen blue?
On the top left hand corner.
And on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
We'll go over that a bit later. What about green? Where have you seen green? On the main menu?
Yeah.
Right, can you change any of those characters in green?
No.
Right, how can you tell? Can be sure. Up you go, so you can check them. Yeah. The easiest way to see if you can change your character, remember I said yesterday you could use the tab fields to go from field to field? Yeah? In other words, if the character is within a field, okay, you can get that field by tabbing. You know that you can change characters within a field because that's the only place on the screen that you can change characters. So if you've got an open field, you can tab to. So if you tab around the screen now, you'll find that you can't go down into the screen. You can only tab around the blue line on the top left hand corner. Alright? two fields, haven't you? The blue line, top left hand corner.
Yeah.
So anything in green is information that's in the system that you can't change. You can't change it at all. And you'll find that green represents titles and headings of fields or pages. Is that okay? Yeah? Titles and headings. In other words, it's built into the software within the system. Something that the programmer has said that this, when you see this field, it's titled over this and nobody can change it. So green information is information related to a title or a heading, a field or a screen. Okay? What about yellow? Where have you seen yellow? Okay. On the bottom of the screen? Yeah? Mm-hmm. When your password's been modified,
yeah.
You've seen a message at the bottom of the screen telling you so? Yeah? Alright, before we go into what it actually is, what I want you to do is type in a transaction on the top left hand corner, which is ZMUD. Just type it out, explain where it is a bit later. Type that in for me, ZMUD. Press the enter key. Now then, you should get an open field. Cursor is within that field, yeah? It's asking you for your user identity. Put in your own user identity, but don't press the enter key. Right, what colour is the data that's going into that field?
White.
Right, now can you change any of those symbols that you just put in? Yeah? So does it make sense that anything that appears in white is information that you are putting into the system? Yeah? And it's information that can be changed. So it's data which can be modified. So anything in white is information either you are putting in or it appears in white. Okay? You happy with that? Right, press the enter key now. And you should get some of the screen in green, some of the screen in yellow, some of the screen in white. Now remember I said anything in green was a title or a heading. You can see the title of the screen is user details, yeah? You can see all the fields have got the titles next to them in green. At the top of the screen you've got yellow data, which we've already seen you get yellow data when you've got your password that's now being modified message. Okay. Can you change anything in yellow?
No.
The start you can't tap to, can
no.
You?
No?
Won't let you. So can you see now then that the yellow characters are characters which have gone into the system as data? So yellow data is data which cannot be modified. Okay. No problems there. Right, so you can now see that you've got white characters on that screen which you can change. Now this transaction allows you to put in your own user information. I'll go through it in a second after we've seen the course. So what I want you to do is to fill in your surname, your initial, your duty reference, any more fields that you want to on that screen. But don't press the enter key. Days the course is
date.